Blog Talk Radio.
Out there, Voice of the People radio show. We're kind of on a shoestring. Whatever happened, our mic went down, so we went to the phone system doing it this time. But that's okay. And nothing's going to stop us from the show. But anyway, but before I put on Scarlett, I'm going to just go over a couple things. Really, you know what? The Republican Party, as we know, is dead. I believe that the Mitch McConnell and the swamp committed the political suicide, and deliberately, because of the heat for Omega and Make America Great Again and the conservative candidates and stuff and exposed to the swamp, they purposely defunded a lot of the candidates, and that's how they lost. They took money away from Chishopra up in Alaska. They took money away from Fetterman, from Oz that was going after Fetterman. They took money away from Masters, Laxalt, and most of the other candidates that Trump has endorsed.
And Zeldin.
And that's a bad move. And Mitch McConnell's trying to fast-track an election for the Senate for so who's going to be the minority leader, because the fool that he is, we could have been the majority leader because of his stupidity and his greed and his hatred towards Trump. He's now a minority leader once again. He'd rather give up the country instead of winning and because of his hatred towards Trump. Sounds like Liz Cheney type of person.
John McCain.
Need to be put down the votes.
John McCain, remember?
Yeah, with
Obamacare.
Right.
These people are idiots.
So, but, you know, that's a problem. That's a thing there. And
people vote for it, so they deserve what they get.
So that's a problem. So that's a big thing there. And so that's one of the things that my take is that we need to stop playing politics with this country and start focusing on the values and morals in respect of our founding fathers and what is intended in this country. We need to start to have a mission, follow the plan, follow that mission. Do what DeSantis did here and Marco Rubio here did here in Florida.
But you
and
know
if you
what?
Could do that, you can make the rest of the country Florida if they have a plan and they follow through and not cave into the ultra left or to the winos. So,
okay.
You know, so that's what that is. Now, a couple things before I bring us Scott a little bit more. You know, I want to apologize if you have if we have the technical difficulties, but we'll get this through anyway. But we're going to do going to get this done right. But a couple things. One, like I said, we want a supermajority in the state of Florida. What that means is that we have total control of the state legislature, state house, and the state senate, and we have all these statewide offices completed, all run by Republicans, conservative Republicans, mega Republicans, and so forth. We can do whatever we want to clean up the mess here and make Florida the best state in the country, and that's what's happening. Ron DeSantis started. The people loved it. We out-registered everybody in the state of Florida. We have over 400,000 more registered Republicans than Democrats and growing. The people that are escaping from other states to come here are registering Republicans because they don't want to be part of communism or criminal activities, and we're able to do that. One of the thing is we need to fix every county turned red in South Florida except one. For the first time in many, many years, Miami-Dade County flipped to Republican, flipped red, and so did Palm Beach County flipped red. Broward County is the trouble spot. We need to fix that, and that's what we're doing. And one of the things that I mentioned the other day is that in order to do that, we need to change the REC. That's the Republican Executive Committee here in Broward County. Powers can't do it himself because he's the chairman, because basically he's been controlled by Richard DiNapoli, who is the Broward County committee man. He is the one that is controlling it. Same thing with Michelle Merrill as the committee woman. Since I am a man, not a woman, I won't change sexes, I am going after Richard DiNapoli. Papers will be filed in January because it's too early to do it beforehand. And what's unique about this is that every citizen in Broward County can vote for me on that. It's probably done on a primary solution, which means that if you're a Republican, a registered Republican, you could vote for me as a committee man back in 2024. That's when it's up and there doing. I'll be part of that. It doesn't cost anything to get on the ballot, and it's a volunteer position to be a committee man. But DiNapoli likes to spend money for it because it's prestigious in his own way. And he uses it as a jumping joint to get other things from other people. And everything that Richard DiNapoli touches turns to garbage anyway. And we always had a problem. And that's the thing here. So, you know, we're going to go in and we're going to fight for the county and we're going to make Broward County the best county out there and we're going to make it red. Before that's happening, we also going to work with DeSantis, Ashley Moody, and others to make sure that Broward County is the safest county. We're going to clean out. Since we have a supermajority in the House and Senate, we can make maneuvers coming January to clean out the courthouse to change Broward County's judicial system. We could go in and fire different mayors or corrupt government officials across the state, across Broward County, or anywhere in the state of Florida. We have no no problems with, like DeSantis did when he got rid of the corrupt the ADA, the district attorney over in state attorney over in Hillsborough County, Tampa. So we're going to be doing that, and yes, we're going to clean out Tampa, and we're going to put these drug dealers in prison. It's a big warning there. And we're going to work out here, and we're going to change the laws in January to make sure that drug dealing is considered a serial killer, and with the death penalty attached to it as a serial killer. So if you are a low-level drug dealer who's responsible for 500 deaths or less, or more, actually, or a high-end drug dealer with thousands of people being killed, either way, you'll be charged as a serial killer, and you will be executed. It won't take 12 years. It'll take a year or two. We're going to make sure that this is a speedy trial straight down the line, similar to what Trump wants to do on a national scale. So these are some of the things that we're doing. So let me go and introduce you to our co-host, Scarlett. How are you doing, Scarlett?
I am doing good. Great day.
Yep.
Dolphins won.
Dolphins in first place, 7-3. The Buffalo Bills lost today to Minnesota on an interception in overtime.
It didn't rain.
No, it's not going to stay on.
It was beautiful out. It's just a great day.
It's not expected to rain at all till next week. And another cold front comes down. But when the front, this next front that comes.
You know what you didn't express before is that the Republicans have the House. That's the purse. Okay?
Yes, so, I purposely put that out because I was going to go into that in a little later. But yes, the Republicans have the House.
That's right.
Yeah, day one, somewhere around 26.
We're going to go after all the traitors, corrupt thugs, and everything else.
Okay, on the federal scale, the Republicans will have the House. They have the purse screen. They also have the idea to indict. It was Nancy Pelosi that started this stuff about the J6. Now, we can reverse that. And January, we could reverse that. And have go after Hunter Biden the same way as they went after.
Oh no, the J6! You need to go after the police and the person who shot Ashley Babbitt.
Right, we're gonna be doing the same thing, except that we're going after. We're gonna make sure that there's law and order is done, and whoever leads, that's the way it goes.
Right.
Now,
that's right. That's
breaking
right.
News. Breaking news is that that the cryptocurrency disaster that's happening and the corruption scandal that's going on right now in Bahamas and surrounding areas that leads right to the White House. Arrests is being made right now by Interpol, by other law, Scotland Yard, and a bunch of other agencies about the cryptocurrencies. There's a guy that has been taken to custody. I think it's in Bahamas right now, but I'm not 100% sure. He is a guy that has it all, and he's talking, and there's a lot of Democrats that are going to end up being in a federal pen and then transferred to the world court because if it's a worldwide type of situation. And they could be looking at the rest of their life in a prison, in a penal colony somewhere in Europe.
How about Republicans? Republicans also?
If there's any Republicans in there, they will also be able, you know, crime doesn't look at party.
Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, how about George Soros and Barack Obama?
All those people are in trouble on this cryptocurrency controversy, this corruption there.
Got a book, does he? Got a book with names in there, does he?
I don't know exactly. This is developing. It's got ongoing. We kind of posted some of it on social media. This is how it worked. It basically, by the way, it also ties into monies that was geared to Ukraine. And this is all kinds of stuff going in.
That money never went to Ukraine.
And we have a charge.
I'm telling you, It went to the DNC.
Yeah, we have the proof on it. It just went to the DNC. There are a lot of people going to prison for a long time. This could be the end of the Democrat Party.
That's embezzlement.
Yeah, among other things.
There's all kinds of stuff.
The money, this is how it went. They did the cryptocurrencies. The corporates used cryptocurrencies to get funds to Ukraine. Ukraine turned around and donated millions to the Democratic Party, the DNC, in exchange. And this is how it's done. And it's a quid pro quo, it's a paper play, and it's criminal.
Zelensky did this?
We don't know if Zelensky himself did it or some other stuff. But don't forget, there's a lot of crimes out there. There's a lot of stuff in there. You know, it's not, you know, Ukraine is a corrupt country in itself. And same thing with Russia. They're both things. But the Ukrainian people don't know. They don't understand the corruption there.
Hold it, stop. Was that money laundering?
Yes. Using cryptocurrencies.
Ukraine in return sent it back to the U.S.
and the DNC. We don't believe it has to do with Zelensky, but other people in the Ukrainian government. Don't forget, Ukraine is also Burisma, and also is Hunter Biden and the Biden crime syndicate. So it's all tied together.
Yes. So is it about to fall apart with Interpol?
Yes, it's falling apart in many ways, and that's the breaking story there.
Okay.
Plus, Arizona and Nevada both end up in a recount, number one. Number two is they shouldn't have called anything. Number three, two judges now have stayed the elections of both states, and now there's a recount on possibly a do-over on a couple of the elections in that state.
What happened to Alaska and Shabaka?
Shabaka won her race. She's approaching 50%, or she's at 50%. And the other one's going to end up with going to a runoff. But the thing is, why people hate politics. It's crooked.
Right. Because they steal. Because they can't run on honesty and integrity. Because they run it on bullshit. You know?
Yeah, I know that.
So I told you what you need to do. You need a thumbprint. You need to get rid of early voting. You need a thumbprint. You need to do absentee ballot and do a thumbprint. You need a DNA. You need a DNA database. You just, and that'll resolve stealing. It will. Because if there ain't no print on those ballots, you can't use them, and you can't double use them, and everybody, you can't copy DNA. Everybody has their own DNA makeup, and that will end it. What do you think?
I agree with that. I'd like to thank everybody who went out and vote on Election Day here in Florida, where we have the best state. We got the wet wave here in Florida. Also in Texas, they did pretty good, and some other areas. And we picked up about 20 seats in the House. Lauren Boebert won her seat officially. She's up by 2,000 in Gainey with 99.9% of the votes counted. And there's not enough votes out there. So that's what that is. Number two is,
and once it's in the database, once your thumbprint is in there and your photo of who you are and everything else, it's in there. You can't change it. You can't alter it. It's in there. You can't delete it. Okay? And that's how it should be. Okay?
Yeah. The other thing is now, one of the big things is that and there is a red wave on school board. One of the things that we on the show, The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People, are constantly doing over the last 2 years is concentrating on school boards because, as you saw in the election around the country, the Gen Z, the dummies, the stupid people voted and they end up getting scammed by the Democrats. They voted because they want their freebies, get their college loans paid for by the taxpayers, and then they found out the day after the election that was unconstitutional, never going to happen, and they got screwed because Biden and company and Democrats knew it was unconstitutional, and they used it as a political ploy, and they were used again. And same thing in the black community.
They
use those points and then do nothing.
They cannot foreclose on those loans. Those loans will haunt them till they die.
Yeah, well,
what's
going to end up happening is that they'll be called on to pay those loans one way or the other, and that's what's going to end up happening. But the point
they have no money, hold it. If they have no money, how are they going to pay it?
They'll seize their property.
Okay.
They'll put a lien on the loans. Put on the house, on whatever they have, a car. You know, that's what's going to happen. It's like a foreclosure.
If they get a job, it'll automatically
get
10%, come out.
They'll get a job, they'll take
it'll
they'll
come out of their Social Security. It'll come out of anything that they do. If
right.
they get unemployment,
pay it back.
No matter for the rest, until that loan is paid off, they
right.
are not going to get away with it. Okay,
so, you know,
that's why you should pay your loan. Okay.
Look, this is a message directly to.
They break it up over a period of 10 years. How hard can it be?
It's a message to Gen Z community. Wise up. Nothing's for free.
Get a job. Go to work.
Nothing's
you
for
make
free.
More money.
Time for
really?
You to wake up and earn your keep. You can't live with your mom and dad anymore. You got to start earning your keep. They're not going to be around to pay you. Uncle Sam is not going to be there to help you out either. You have to stand up for yourself and be responsible for your own actions and your own bills. We're not going to do it.
Yeah, Biden suck at you people and your support. And that should teach you a lesson.
What got these kids, these Gen Z people, so stupid is the Democratic Party and the left and
it's
the downing and killing our education system. So the last 2 years we started to focus on the school boards. And now every single mega candidate that ran on a school board, every single conservative that ran for school board won their race. Across, not across Florida, but across the country. And next week, the school board here in Broward County, the new one, gets sworn in. This is one of the changes that's happening. And I'd like to congratulate our hero, Beverly Pham, who we support all the way around. And she is the number one conservative in District 6 in that one. And she is going to be one hell of a school board member and others. We got four new people, and they are going to work with the other school board members, and we're going to make sure that there's no CRT and there's no indoctrination recruitment. You're not
right.
teaching sex
right.
or how to be
right.
something you're not or being gay or any of that
right.
bull crap. To kindergarten
right.
kids or any of our school kids, you're going to start
right.
learning about reading, writing, and arithmetic. You're going to get educated.
No,
you're not going to be stupid.
No,
we're going to counteract the Gen Z garbage.
No discussing of sex, whether you're heterosexual or homosexual. No
the
discussion.
Thing is that at 6 years old, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, there's no such thing as being a homosexual or gay. There are curiosities and people. We all go through it, and most
they
of the time
they need to be learning
in
reading and writing and arithmetic. Because let me tell you something. When I watch the news and they type things on the Quotron, they are illiterate.
You know, so
they don't even know how to sign their names. They took away doing script.
Right.
Everybody just handwrites their name. Okay, you need to learn how to do script. They need to bring back typing, so they learn how to do that, and home economics, and car care, shoot, all that stuff they need to be learning, how life works, okay? Life is not easy. Life is tough, and they need to know this, Okay? They also need to know that you need to work and create revenue and save a little, spend a little, and invest a little. Okay? And not to live on mommy and daddy and credit cards. Okay? It's just not the way to go. Okay? You don't want to put yourself in debt. Get a job. Create a company. Do something. Write a book. Market it. Okay? Don't take pictures of yourself and put it all over the internet. Nobody really gives a shit. Being an influencer does not make you money. I don't care what you say. And I don't care what you say about the Kardashians. They are one messed up deep family. They really are.
Okay.
They are not good role models.
Next thing we learned about election integrity. Look, here in Florida, we have about 24 million people. We're the third most populous state in the country. And we got our election done and the results within an hour after the polls closed with no glitches. One of the reasons why is we have a very strong election integrity laws in the state, and we knew how to handle it and guidelines and stuff. We cut out the mail-in ballots. There is absentee ballots. There's a difference, but that's only a request. There's no mass mail-in ballots. There's no real drop boxes. If there is any, we have security and guards there, and we're watching every supervisor of elections to make sure everything's done properly and things were done properly. And we were done in an hour. The polls closed 7 o'clock on the east coast of Florida and on the panhandle at 8 o'clock Eastern time, because it's an hour difference because of the time zone. And by 9 o'clock, every count was done. We were 100% counted and we knew everything. And it was, and that's how it's done. Texas did a pretty good job. And other states that did a good job, but any time that we have these mail-in ballots and stuff, there's always corruption, whether it be Oregon or Nevada and Arizona and stuff like that. It's not election day. It's election season, as that Kerry Lake said. This has got to stop. This is all fraud. Even in New York, there were some complaints and stuff. And you know what? And even Pennsylvania, there's crazy stuff. Pennsylvania. This is where stupid people come in fact. The people that vote across the country are stupid. They're dumb because they vote for people that are not even alive. In Pennsylvania, two people that were dead got elected. This is crazy stuff. It's all because they don't vote for the person. They vote for the party. And by doing that, they're actually voting for people that are actually destroying themselves. It's not the best interest of them or the people. I'm directly to everyone. People, if you really want to have a great nation, really want to have all the freedoms and stuff that our founding principles, our founding fathers says for, stop voting for a bipartite. It doesn't matter if it's Republican or Democrat. Who cares? Best qualified person in the election. Vote for the best person that's qualified. Do you really think Fetterman is qualified to do anything? Come on, how stupid are you? How dumb are you? Do you really think that Lexo is up by 20,000, 30,000 votes with 95% in, loses the election? Come on, you know it's stolen. Same thing with Kerry Lake is up by, we know Kerry Lake's going to win. We know that Mathis was up and all of a sudden, and there's all kinds of crazy stuff. They actually went to a print shop to print ballots because they had no ink to print ballots at the elections. This is crazy stuff.
Yeah, but that Katie Hobbs did that.
20% of the machines in Maricopa County weren't working, but they have very low ink.
This is
bad.
The woman who
and know who's
the
ahead
election.
Of that? The person that's running for governor. She should have disqualified herself or recused herself, and she didn't do it. She's going to go to prison. This whole thing is done. It's corrupt, and we're going to have her arrested. In fact, the warrant's already out. She is done. Carrie Lake will be the governor there, and she and her people will go in prison because that's the way it's going to be.
Did you know in Arizona there were some people on the ballot that didn't get any votes? Not even right. Running for themselves.
It's crazy stuff. There were people.
Zero.
There were people. Yeah, there were
how
people running
possible?
For office that never got voted, and I'm sure they voted for themselves. So you know how
right.
corrupt this is.
So.
It is time. It
what
is
you
legal.
Need. You
yes.
need the thumbprint. You need a thumbprint. You can't do it.
You need to get rid of early polling. You need same-day
you
polling.
Know what?
You need.
She knew how many people in that state were to vote. Okay, there it's there. You just, okay, and she just didn't prepare it. She's corrupt.
That's it. No, she's called a steal. You know. Anyway, we're going to take a break. I'm going to play. We Won't Back Down, and I'll be right back. Counted. What's going on around this country is really embarrassing. You know, we're supposed to be the greatest country in the world, and yet we have all these controversies involved with the elections. We can, you know, third world countries do better election results than we do, and that's really embarrassing.
I
want
to know what happened to the voter integrity team all over the country.
We're overwhelmed. We couldn't keep up with some of the stuff. But we did what we can, but it's still not enough. It's well organized. It's done by various agencies. We caught the cryptocurrencies and the foreign interference in the world. It's called it's a new world order type of thing. And that's a global. It's the globalist, and they're trying to take over part into this country. And they got their tentacles in it, and they are using the Democrats/Communist Party as a means to do it. Dealing with the UN and what they call the Green New Deal and the environmental stuff that's going on there. That is actually Agenda 21 and others. That's ICLEI and all that stuff. I urge everybody to start researching Agenda 21 and all its tentacles involved in it and see what they're trying to do. Really think that electric cars is the future, and when they blow up in their face when they get wet, the cheapest electric car is $50,000, which most Americans can't afford. And then you got the batteries, which is impossible to replace that batteries, thousands of dollars. And how are you going to do it? It's part of carbon. You cannot run these electric cars without oil and carbon and stuff of that nature, because that makes the batteries. So it's really oxymoron about that, and it's not really able to do it. And maybe in 2035, I doubt it. Probably maybe 2045, 2055, right? next generation. Maybe I won't even be around at that time. Who knows? But the point is that we actually have the ability to be energy independent right now.
The creature from Jekyll Island. The creature from Jekyll Island. Trump.
Yeah. That's not just that.
That is who has tentacles around.
Yeah.
These billionaires.
So my line is time to revolt. It's time to revolt to get rid of the swamp. It's time to really stand up and stuff. We have two great candidates that probably run for President Trump, and which probably make his announcement on Tuesday. We're trying to tell him to wait till after the 6th of December, but knowing him, he'll make it anyway on Tuesday.
Mitch McConnell loves him.
Yeah, well, we got to get rid of Mitch, number one. Number two is we also got to get rid of Paul Ryan and get rid of Romney and get rid of all these people that's in there.
Joni Ernest, Collins, Murkowski.
McCarthy.
I'm sorry, that's just it. I know Ron Johnson won, but he's a rhino.
Yeah, but he's actually better than others. But there's a lot of other stuff there. But, Rick Scott is good. Ted Cruz, Rand Paul.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. I don't got it.
And there's others around. And in the House, you got Marjorie Taylor Greene, which ran by a landslide.
No,
Bass there. Jim Jordan. There's a lot. And in the Senate, we also got J.D. Vance, who won. That's a big one.
Yeah.
So, there are good people out there. But we need to have fighters. We need to stand up on principles. We cannot cave into the Democrats. If you're going to fight for principles, you stand on principle and fight for the principles and not.
That's not the problem. The problem is they steal.
Yes, that's the election integrity. That's each and every state. By the way, now we're going to go into something else. A lot of these people voted ran on the Roe v. Wade type of thing on abortion. First of all, the Supreme Court did not eliminate abortion. That's another Democrat lie. All they did was refer it to where it should have been in the first place, to the states. They did not say that the federal government should codify or legalize abortion throughout. That's not what it says. It's going to be challenged. If they did that, it's going to be challenged in the court, and the court's going to send it back into the states, not by the federal government.
Yeah, but people are stupid.
So,
they
like
don't
I said,
listen.
They're stupid. Every state, so you go into states, different things, but just go into states. So if you're going to,
and the Republican
if you want to support,
Party didn't touch it. They didn't touch it. They should have.
Right. So the point is each individual state has the right to vote whether they want abortion or not. But if you vote for a senator, which is a federal government, based on abortion, you're wasting your vote because the senator cannot legally do anything. It's a state's right issue,
right.
Not a federal issue. And that's how stupid the
right.
people are. The people that voted across the board because
of
abortion are stupid idiots.
But they didn't explain it.
But no, they explained it the wrong way because the Democrats were using the stupidity of the American people to con them and to grift them into getting them in office. That's what that is.
Okay.
The same thing with the free.
Democrats,
that's the same thing with the free school scholarships.
They didn't explain it well.
No, the Republicans didn't explain it well, and they should have. But that was their mistake. Their messaging.
Okay.
Sucked.
Well, they didn't. They didn't even talk about it.
They should have.
They didn't talk about it at any Trump rally.
They should have. And that
but
was a mistake.
They didn't.
I know. That's their mistake. And that's the thing. But it's also a state right issue, and each state candidate should be talking about it.
Okay. Lee Zeldin was talking about it.
Yeah, Lee Zeldin talked about it. Lee Zeldin got the biggest.
But he said he wasn't going to change it. But they didn't believe him.
Because the left are brainwashed. They're so stupid. They're kindergarten education. They are stupid. The Democrats, the people that support Democrats are left wing.
They would rather lose their right of killing. You got to love that. They would rather die, crime, than lose their right to kill their baby.
More people were killed.
How does that make sense?
Because they only, again, they don't look at the situation around them. They just vote by party. That makes them the stupid people of the country.
But their lives are worth nothing.
Because they're stupid. They're brain dead.
They're
robots. They're brain dead. They're brain dead. They're robots.
Shot,
they don't think.
Killed, bludgeoned, stabbed, robbed. I mean, seriously.
I guarantee you, if Adolf Hitler was running as a Democrat, he would win election. That's how stupid they are.
In New York? Are you kidding me? The city's in shitland now.
Right. So
Eric Adams and Letitia and Bragg. Oh, my God.
That gets us to the next. What do you think is the future of this country as of right now?
I think there's going to be a lot of crimes.
Yeah, except for Florida.
I think the drugs and the illegals and the crime are going to be like out of this plot. I think gas is going to go up.
Except for Florida, we're drilling already here in the state. We're already starting to drill. We're not listening to Biden and anyone else.
Food prices are going to go up. We're going to need to start doing our own stuff here in our own state.
We need to have cattle here
and farming and cattle and all
we
that.
We are doing all of that.
Our production here of living will be great.
We're going to be doing that. And I know Texas.
I don't want the rest of the country here.
Yeah, I know Texas is doing that, and some other states are doing it, and the rest of the country is going to screw up.
No, they're going to come here, and the landlords are going to raise the rent more.
They're not going to come here because eventually we're going to shut off the valve on that. You can't. We eventually don't have enough room to do that.
What are we going to do? Put a border around us?
Yeah, something like that. The point is that states are going to take
boats in and come on the beach.
Yeah, we send them back.
All right.
Yeah, we have a pretty good security, and we're getting a bigger security. We just hired a bunch of police officers around from New York and elsewhere. We gave them the $5,000 bonus, and we're working on cleaning up the mess. Mike?
I personally think for schools, I think that we need to show birth certificates for school.
We are actually doing that. That's the new requirement starting in August.
You got to show that you are
born in this country.
Middle, high school, and college, and postgraduate, and special schools.
Right.
So, I cover all bases.
Right.
That's terrible, but.
Okay, we
I'm
got
American.
About 15 minutes left. But anyway, you know, there is a lot of things going on with that, and that's a good thing. We actually, there was a lot of agencies out there that actually helping out with different things and things of that nature. But I'm telling you, based on what I saw, based on the people I talked to around the country, they talk a big talk, but actually doing things, they're not doing it. All these people, they said that complained about everything else, they still end up voting for the same people that got them to where they are now, and that's a problem.
I have one more thought. As far as abortion is concerned, it takes two to make a child. I think we should expand our law that fathers have to sign off in order for that baby to be aborted.
Yeah.
Because maybe the father will take care of the baby.
That's true.
I think it requires two signatures.
I agree with that. See, going back to children, the people that suffer the most around the world, including this country, are the children from all this stuff.
Right.
And that's a
right.
big thing, and we got to stop that.
Right. But as far as abortion is concerned, a woman can't just get herself pregnant, okay? You need someone's sperm, okay? So you need to have a signature of the father to complete the mission on that. I think fathers count. I think fathers should be recognized. They're not
I believe
donors.
That. And, you know, in some
okay?
states, they're not.
They are real people. And that is their child. May
yeah,
not
on a birth certificate, on a birth certificate, you're supposed to put down the mother and the father and the blood type.
Right.
And
right.
that's what that's. And
that's
you
never
important.
Know. God forbid a child has leukemia or something. You're
they would know
and
look to help out immediately.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And family, one of the things is, and this is one of the things that need to be discussed around the country, family values, and arguments, divorce, stuff like that. There's a thing called Focus on the Family. There's a group, a ministry called Focus on the Family. And what they do, and I've been working with them over the last week or so, is what they do is they go and help people having problems with families and stuff, whatever reason it may be, across the country, including military personnel. And what they do is using various therapies and orientations, like psychology and all that type of stuff. Everything, including biblical stuff, and through the Bible and religion, and because it is a ministry, to help to unite the families, to create a situation where we can prevent divorces and other problems in this country and elsewhere. In this country, in the black communities, like 75 or 80% now in some areas. In the gay community, it's 99% because nobody's really satisfied. And that is because it's not normal, so to speak. And they, after a while, they just can't get satisfied, so they walk away. That's why many people in the gay community have many partners, because they can never get satisfied because they cannot get completed, because God made male and a female, so females to complete the male. And if you go and try and change that, you're never going to get completed. And that's why the divorce rate is the highest amongst the gay and lesbian community in the country. So when the courts made it legal to get married in the gay community, the first thing I said is every family court lawyer is going to make a field day, and they did. They all became millionaires because of that. So, you know, And by the way, it's unconstitutional. They should have done it. It should be a states' rights thing, just like Roe v. Wade. And hopefully the Supreme Court this time around will change that and make it back to the states where it should be. So, well, any more comments?
They need to stop legislating from the bench.
What?
They need to stop legislating from the bench.
From the bench. And that's the key there.
So
we got 10 minutes left.
What do you think is going to happen in the country?
I think it's good. I think it's going to be kind of a revolution in its own way. The American people that understand the laws and the Constitution stuff will be one way, and then the hand-me-outs. We used to say it's a hand-up, not a hand-out, but there's a lot of people in the country that love to get handouts. Those people are the ones that voted for the Democrats all the time. I remember what Bob Sutton, when we had him on the show a few years back, when he, don't forget he's a teacher, so when one of his students came to him, and, now that I graduated from high school, he thought the students were going to ask about college. Instead, he said, where should I get my Obama phone and Obama money and Obama house and all that type of stuff.
What do you think is running the country?
I think Obama is.
Okay.
Along with George Soros
Kamala.
And the New World Order.
Kamala, is she part of this cryptocurrency, Bitcoin stuff?
Yeah, all three, everyone that's in the top echelon of the Democratic Party in the government right now is tied to it.
We hold power of the purse and going after these people.
Right, January 1st.
And then they get indicted, and they're taken from Interpol.
Yeah, January 1st, all the indictments are coming down. All the other stuff is coming down, and we'll clean that up. We don't want Kevin McCarthy as the third in there.
What's left? Who's going to be the speaker, which we have, and then we don't have control of the Senate.
No, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't. At that point, it doesn't really matter because we control the destiny.
Well, how do you put a new president and vice president in office?
Okay, well... This is how it works. Biden and the Biden crime syndicate gets indicted. He has to resign as president. Kamala Harris being indicted along with them on the same charge will have to resign as VP. That leaves the Speaker of the House, which will be Donald Trump most likely. At least that's the breaking story as of about an hour ago. That may be another move. And that puts him back in the White House. And then in 2024, DeSantis takes over.
You're telling me the Republicans are going to vote for Donald Trump to be the speaker?
It might be because they do not want Kevin McCarthy. They don't want anybody involved with all the bullshit that went on in November 8th,
okay.
On both sides. Kevin McCarthy does not have to vote to be speaker.
How about Jim Jordan, Marjorie Taylor?
Jim Jordan and Marjorie Taylor Greene
How does Trump have the vote?
He could if he works out a deal with Jordan or somebody or Taylor Greene, and they could rally up and get the vote, and the vote will be held up until after December 6th. He might have enough time to do that.
Okay.
It's politics.
Join us.
Yeah. Anyway, we got 6 minutes left.
We have
actually
seven
3 minutes
left. I
actually got 3 minutes because I wanted to do the song.
Okay. Well, this is Scarlett Butler saying I'll be back on Wednesday, and we'll find out how things unfold in the country. And everybody be safe, and God bless you. Bye, everybody.
And we're going to have the mics work properly this time around and instead of using our phones. We'll get everything out to get it done. There may be a very special announcement on Wednesday on several fronts. We do know that we have meetings coming up this week with the governor, with Ashley Moody, Attorney General, and Nunes and a bunch of others about things that are going to happen down here in Broward County this week and next week, among other things, and setting up with, for January 1st also. So there's a lot of things happening, and we got to make sure that we got to clean Broward County up. We got to make sure that we're going to try and get it to be red. It's been like 40 or 50 years since it was red. You know, originally all of South Florida was red. Now we got back to Miami-Dade and Palm Beach County. But we're going to get Broward County to be red also. And we're going to clean up the judicial system here. Court cases shouldn't take 5 years; it should be done in 1 to 2 years. And we're going to change. And of course, if we have the supermajority, we'll get rid of all the corrupt judges and start getting the judges that actually will follow the law, and not emotions. And that's what we need to do. And I want to thank everybody for listening to the show. I'd like to thank. Real Talk with Larry that was on chat room for a little bit, and Scarlett, and we'll go back on Wednesday at 8 o'clock and wait for the big announcements, and things are changing because crime does not pay, and you will go to jail if you commit a crime and your accessories too. Anyway, have a great day and a great night, and we'll see you on Wednesday.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the